Yeah, it's special because winning this award is special because what it means not only to for what we do in the city of Chicago, but my family started 28 years ago. They started an organization, Living Hope Christian Ministries, and they've been going back to Nigeria every single summer for the last 28 years. And they've been going with doctors and nurses and surgeons and dentists and ophthalmologists and pharmacists and going to rural villages and giving out free medical care to people who need it. And so they've been doing that. And I just kind of came up as a young pup. I didn't choose to be born in that family. I was born into that family, and I saw what my parents did, and I decided to follow along. And so since I was about 15 years old, I started going on that trip. So the last 13 or so years, I might have missed one or two, you know, draft year or something like that. But I've been going, and I've been seeing people who have immense need. And having a chance to not only personally see that yourself, but see the top surgeons in America come with you and the top pharmacists come with you. And, I mean, we're removing hernias, right? We're removing cataracts. We're pulling out teeth. You know, people got lumps and bumps. So to be able to see people who have immense need and be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus, for lack of better terms, I mean, there's nothing better. When I'm in Nigeria, I don't think about football. I don't think about contracts. I don't think about records. I don't think about anything besides the joy that I get from serving the people there. Well, it's easy. A lot of guys in our locker room, they care, you know, and so many guys, they just don't know what to do or where to start. The benefit I have is I was born into a family that knew where to start, that started something, kind of like the Peyton family, right? They started something. And, you know, you look at Jared, you look at Brittany, and they just followed in their father's footsteps. And so I was fortunate enough to be born to a family that, you know, my dad takes initiative. And so a lot of us have ideas. And what I like to do is I like to take action, right? And so, Devontae Bosby came with me to Nigeria this last year. There's three or four other guys who are asking, hey, when's the trip? I want to come with you next year. Guys, when I played with the Arizona Cardinals, three or four different guys on the team came with me then. So it's not hard to find guys who care, right? It's pretty easy to find guys who care. The hard part sometimes can be taking that action. Oh, I couldn't even, for me to win this award, there's no words that could go behind it. And the reason why is that, so I think about even being a nominee, there's you know, $50,000 going to Living Hope. And we've been going for the last three or four years trying to raise $2 million to build a hospital, right? Just a couple months ago, I did an event with my teammates. 20, 25 guys showed up, current players, former players. And we were raising money once again to build this hospital. We raised almost $60,000. And so for me to win this award, I would be speechless, which is a rarity for me.